The first spill in June of 2010 sent 33,000 gallons of crude oil flowing down Red Butte Creek. The second in December spewed about 500 gallons of oil near Red Butte Garden, just a few yards from the site of the first spill. Liberty Park took the brunt of the first spill, collecting most of the oil that flowed downstream in its pond. And noting that, Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker says the city endured more than monetary costs.
Whether it's our inability to enjoy Liberty Park for a year, people's backyards being adversely affected, or other places along our corridors. And for much of last summer, Jordan River was closed.
For all of those damages, Chevron Pipeline Company will pay the state $500,000 as a civil penalty, which will go directly into its general fund. Salt Lake City will get $3 million for restoration projects along the waterway corridors and $1 million for a variety of purposes it is yet to determine. Last spring, Brian Minch, president of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment, was one of about two dozen doctors who signed a letter that was sent to the governor and mayor, pointing out medical research that indicates people who were exposed to oil fumes could have long-term health problems. And he says it seems to have been ignored.
Money should be deliberately set aside for that purpose. It shouldn't be left in some sort of vague grab bag of funds that might be used for that. There should be dedicated money reserved for an examination of the health consequences that these people might have been exposed to.
He says Chevron should have offered up money as soon as the spill happened to track residents' health. Speaking at the city-county building, Mayor Becker did suggest the $1 million part of the settlement could be used to pay for long-term health studies, noting the city is still receiving reports from people who smell fumes and claim they're making them sick. But he added the city doesn't have the legal authority to pursue those claims.
We're responding to those on a case-by-case basis. And as I mentioned before, we have asked that the health departments carry on with tracking some of the effects that we may not know much about today.
There's now a 30-day comment period for residents to weigh in on the proposed settlement. In a statement, Chevron Pipeline Company President Randy Curry said, quote, "We have accepted responsibility for the cleanup and restoration activities associated with both events and are working with the state and city on those efforts." I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.